So we'd like to dedicate this one to all the girls of Winfield.
Saturday at 7 p.m. we'll take a dive into the archives of the Walnut Valley Festival, hear never-before-heard sets from the 1970s from musician Brian Bowers and bands Rye Straw and Hot Rise. I'm Jonathan Huber. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. here on 89.1 KMUW for Walnut Valley Festival, The Early Years.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Older adults on fixed incomes are struggling to pay high food prices at the grocery store.
Food prices are extremely high, and I have to really weigh out what's more important or how I can get the most out of a meal.
We'll take a look at how seniors are making changes as they deal with high food costs. That's coming up after the news. The Kansas Supreme Court has upheld the drug conviction of a Reno County woman who was found sleeping under a bridge. As Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports, the case centers on whether Nicole Willard was unlawfully detained.
Hutchinson firefighters found Willard sleeping under a bridge and woke her. She refused medical care, but stayed until a police officer arrived. The officer learned Willard's name and found she had an outstanding warrant. She was arrested and later searched at the jail, where officers found methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Willard argued the Kansas Court of Appeals that the charges should be thrown out because she had been unlawfully detained. The Kansas Supreme Court disagreed, saying a reasonable person in her situation would have believed she was free to leave. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A local coalition is working to keep veterinarians in rural communities in Kansas, KMUW's Jennifer Anima reports.
The Rural Veterinary Workforce Task Force gathers data and supports programs that will help keep future vets in the state. Brad White is a professor at the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the group is trying to identify issues and how to solve them.
And we did that through a series of projects that involved not only mapping out where are our veterinarians, where are our livestock needs in Kansas, but also doing some surveys of both veterinarians and producers.
The coalition found that 59% of livestock producers agree that there is a shortage. The group has helped expand K-State's veterinary training program for rural Kansas. It provides a financial incentive of up to $25,000 for graduates to stay in the state. For KMUW News, I'm Jennifer Anima.
A Western Kansas school superintendent is facing 10 criminal charges, including official misconduct and witness intimidation, KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
The Ness County Sheriff's Offices arrested Western Plains Superintendent Jeff Jones on Friday in what they say is an ongoing investigation. The charges include several financial crimes and interference with a law enforcement officer. Law enforcement has not released any details about what led to the charges. A statement by the Ness County attorney informed parents there was no danger to students, staff, or the community. Jones's LinkedIn page shows he has been the Western Plains superintendent since 2015. He was also the boys' basketball and golf coach. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Textron Aviation has announced Brian Roloff as its new president and CEO. In a press release, the company announced Roloff will succeed Ron Draper, who announced his retirement after more than 27 years with Textron. Roloff is a WSU graduate and most recently served as a senior vice president who led the company's global customer support operations. Textron CEO and president Lisa Atherton said Roloff has demonstrated strong leadership across multiple functions and built trusted relationships with employees, customers, and suppliers throughout his 29-year career with Textron Aviation. Monday marked the first day of work for Wichita's 15th fire chief, Mike Meir. Meir joins the Wichita Fire Department after a nearly 30-year career in Houston, Texas. He most recently worked as that city's assistant fire chief and head of its emergency response command. Meir succeeds Tammy Snow as head of the department. Snow was seen as a trailblazer for the department as the first female fire chief in its history. She announced her retirement in February. Meir was selected as Snow's replacement in July after city officials conducted a national search for the next chief. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office is warning people against email scams after someone allegedly lost thousands of dollars to a fraudulent email request. The DA's office says it's investigating a, quote, six-figure loss that was the result of a fake electronic payment. The office says if you receive an email request from a vendor, employee, or other person about a money transfer, you should make sure the email address provided exactly matches the known email address. Also, before sending money, you should call the person to ensure they made the request. Butler Community College has a new teaching space that will offer hands-on healthcare training. It's in the Susan B. Allen Memorial Hospital and includes 8 furnished patient rooms within a real-world setting. The grant-funded program has simulation lab equipment and supplies. It also gets to use some of the existing hospital resources. Students can shadow facility workers while taking the healthcare, fire, and EMS courses. Current hospital nurses can also use the new Butler facility for additional professional training. A Sedgwick County judge sentenced a Wichita man to 7 years in prison last week for defrauding several local property owners out of $500,000 of work. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office said Chad E. Smith had a years-long scheme where he posed as a contractor to secure building contracts. Once he had a contract, he created fake invoices for materials he never purchased and work he never completed. Smith pled guilty to 25 separate counts of theft, deceptive commercial practices, forgery, and making false information. He has been ordered to pay restitution for the contracted work. The Dole VA Center is hosting a job fair today. It's open to veterans and the general public and includes more than 60 companies with jobs in law enforcement, aerospace, construction, and healthcare, among other areas. It's designed for people seeking work in both skilled and unskilled labor. The job fair is at the Hyatt downtown today from 10 to 2. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank, banking for a stronger community and a better world, online at fidelitybank.com.
Support for KMUW comes from the Walnut Valley Festival, September 16th through the 20th in Winfield. With over 30 folk and bluegrass performers on 4 stages, instrument contests, and an arts and crafts show. WVFest.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. A trip to the grocery store has gotten a lot more expensive in recent years. Ground beef, tomatoes, and coffee have all seen big spikes in prices. Those higher prices can be especially hard on older adults who are on fixed incomes. The Midwest Newsroom and Harvest Public Media contributor Nicole Grundmeier spoke with seniors about the tough choices they're often forced to make.
Once a month, the people who live at this low-income retirement community in Storm Lake, Iowa, gather to create their own food pantry. The donations come from the Food Bank of Iowa.
How many are the peppers?
Today, fresh pineapples, potatoes, and bell peppers pile up on tables. The residents can go through and take the items they need. Linda Rufus, who is 67, relies on this pop-up pantry.
Well, I'm thinking about how I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul, because food prices are extremely high, and I have to really weigh out what's more important or how I can get the most out of a meal.
Rufus says she's stretching every dollar and trying to find cheaper, filling food items. While she loves beef, she's now buying ground turkey. Her neighbor, Tony Keller, is also shopping at the pop-up pantry today. The 65-year-old spent years outside the workforce as a caregiver, which reduced her retirement benefits.
I get a whopping $304 a month because I had a sick child, so most of my time was spent with her.
That Social Security payment isn't nearly enough to cover Keller's living expenses, including food. She relies on SNAP federal food assistance and programs like this pop-up pantry. She recently completed treatment for breast cancer and tries to prioritize eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
After having cancer, you're eating a little differently, which costs more money to do.
High food prices are pushing older adults to make difficult budget decisions affecting their health. Nationwide, food prices were 3% higher this June compared to the same time last year, according to federal data. Jessica Johnson is a senior strategist at the National Council on Aging.
So much of the conversation around SNAP and food insecurity really has been around children and families, and older adults really are often a forgotten population.
More than 7 million Americans aged 16 up experienced food insecurity in 2023, according to the National Council on Aging. That's approximately 1 in 11 older Americans. Gina Platanino is the director of policy and advocacy at the Food Research and Action Center. She says Social Security benefits don't protect older adults from hunger.
Your rent didn't decrease because you turned 60. Your utilities didn't decrease because you turned 60. Neither did fuel and neither did food.
Nearly half of older adults who carry credit card debt are using their cards to buy food, according to the AARP. In the Kansas City region, Metro Lutheran Ministry operates three food pantries. Community Assistance Manager Kimberly Bernard says they're seeing consistently high demand from older residents.
We see a lot of people that are in that population of seniors that they really rely heavily on the food pantries because it's a challenge for them to be able to budget the amount that they receive monthly.
Back in Iowa, Linda Rufus says she and her fellow residents at the Storm Lake Senior Housing are grateful for the pop-up pantry.
Because if it were not for the food banks, you know, supplying us with food, you know, we would be in a lot worse condition than we are.
But for now, experts say seniors on fixed incomes will likely continue to feel the squeeze of high food costs. For the Midwest Newsroom and Harvest Public Media, I'm Nicole Grunmeier.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KMUW. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration including NPR and public radio stations in Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. The Midwest Newsroom is a member of the Trust Project. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
You may have watched spelling bees before, but you've never seen one like this. KMUW's You're Spelling It Wrong, a spelling bee for grown-ups, has pizza, adult beverages, sassy judges, and fun for everyone. It's Friday, August 28th at the Mint Event Venue. Sign up to compete or just watch the show. You can find tickets and info at kmuw.org.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.